Hello, and welcome to Building the Future. My name is Peyton Houck, and today we will be covering a very particular part of Center Learning Community Charter School's infrastructure, the overhang. This particular infrastructure is important to Center Learning Community because it not only makes the school look nicer, but it also provides a sheltered space to drop off items and children. The overhang provides a sheltered space close to the front doors to pull under. The pull under is located directly out from the front doors and stands out into the front parking lot. The pull under on the front of the school stands out from the front doors. The pull under allows shelter when coming directly out of the front door. It's a small roof part of the parking lot. The overhang has a half brick wall, it is paved, and has pillars on the outer corners. The overhang is sided with brick and has a shingled roof with aluminum soffit on the underside of the roof. The overhang has many different parts, such as the front support beam, to support the front side of the carport, the blocking. The blocking is the number of slats and what angle they're at, the rafter, to support the roof, the concrete, to support the post, the end beam, to support the weight of the roof, hip and ridge shingles, the shingles that are at the ridge of the roof, ventilation, to ventilate the attic, felt underlayment shingles, to protect the deck when putting on the shingles. Starter shingles, a roll of shingles that runs across the section where you will start the shingles. Ice and water barrier, a rubberized barrier to keep ice and water from accessing the roof's under shingles. Gutter drainage protection, to protect the gutters. Insulation, to keep heat and air conditioning in and cold or hot air out. Attic rafter vent, to keep a steady flow of air through the attic. Trusses, the main supports of the roof. Asphalt cement, the sticky part of the asphalt that holds everything together. Stone, the foundation of the asphalt. Sand, the foundation of the asphalt. Gravel, the foundation of the asphalt. Braces, to brace the roof so it doesn't fall. Lights, to provide light in the darkness. Emergency light, to provide light in the darkness when the power goes out. Soffit, the siding that goes on the underside of the overhang. Security lighting, the lighting that comes on when it is dark and detects movement. Brick wall, to protect the inner part of the overhang from weather. Mortar, the cement that's used to hold bricks together. Gutters, to collect the water off the roof. Asphalt, what the cars drive on when pulling under the overhang. Bricks, the siding, the main part of the wall. Pavement lines, to let people know what and what not to do with their car when under the overhang. Fascia, to protect the wood behind the gutters from weather. Downspouts, to carry the water from the gutter to the ground. The overhang has been there since the school was purchased in 2001. The only changes that have been made to the overhang are the roof has been replaced, and the overhang has been repaired twice due to buses running into the overhang. The light fixtures have been replaced multiple times due to birds nesting in them. The overall condition of the overhang is decent. The basic structure is good, but I can't exactly say that about some of the other aspects of the overhang. The lights are in next to worst condition, along with the pavement markings. The roof and gutters are in great condition, along with the brickwork too. The fascia and soffit are in decent condition. Overall, I would give it a C. I would give the carport this grade because there are multiple broken or non-working parts on the carport, such as the fascia is bent, the lighting is either broken or burnt out, the pavement markings need to be repainted, and there is no clearance sign. Due to not having a clearance sign, multiple school transportation vehicles have hit the carport. Some safety concerns are multiple lights are burnt out and a few are broken. The overhang lacks a clearance sign and buses have run into it. The overhang needs some light fixtures replaced. The fascia needs to be replaced on the left side. The pavement markings need to be repainted, and the overhang also needs a clearance sign to prevent further accidents. I would recommend putting up a clearance sign so there are no more buses attempting to go under the overhang. I would recommend repainting the lines, fixing the lights, and I would highly recommend replacing the fascia on the left side of the overhang. In conclusion, we have covered the importance of the overhang, the location, the purpose, the parts, the history, the condition, the grade, the safety, the needs, and recommendations. This has been Building the Future. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.